and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. I am so excited to praise and worship the Lord with you. Would you just stand up and come forward? Man, if you missed the women's conference this weekend, I just want to say for you, I'm so sorry. Can I hear a shout for everyone who was involved with the women's conference? Hallelujah! There were so many people set free. There were so many lives changed. Amazing, amazing words of God that just gave us such good revelation. We are so blessed to be a part of a house where Pastor Rhonda can just give us her revelation and carry out her vision that God has given her. Amen.
Amen.
Guys, I'm really excited for you, your wives, your sisters, and your, aunts, I guess. I'm trying to think of like female relatives. They all got filled up with the Holy Ghost this weekend and set free. So go ahead and just give God a round of applause. Hallelujah. Jesus, I just thank you for the honor to be able to praise and worship you, that in your presence we can just experience that overwhelming, lasting joy. Jesus, I thank you that when we praise your name, bondages must be broken, chains must fall off, spirits must leave at the mention of your name. Hallelujah. Can I just hear a shout of praise for the amazing God that you serve? Hallelujah. Now the word of God says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Amen. It's a command from the Word of God. So I want you to sing this out with me. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our Father, who is in heaven. Jesus, your kingdom come, your will be.
Jesus.
Without being frightened in any way by those words, it's a sign to them that they will be destroyed.
Yes.
That you will be saved, and that by God. So God found all of us, all of you, worthy enough to not just save you eternally, but to kill your opponent. I just want you to go ahead and raise your hands and just start thanking God for the fact that He looked down upon you and saw you as worthy of His precious blood. Thank you, Jesus. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you clean me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Come on, sing right to Him. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. So you sacrificed your life, so I could be free. Yeah, so I could tell everyone. Come on, sing it. You thought I was worth saving, so you came. So you cleaned me up inside.
You cleaned me up inside.
You thought I was to die for, so I'll live for you, Jesus.
Sacrifice your life,
so I could be free.
So I could be whole.
So I could tell you. so I could tell everyone I know. Come on, just pour out your love on him this morning. Just start thanking him personally for what he's done in your life.
Thank you.
promises. Stand on these promises till you see my glory. For I am going to release my glory in these last days like you have never known. But stand still. Make no move without prayer. Prayer is the key that will unlock all the doors in your life. Do not be afraid. I did not give you a spirit of fear, but I gave you the spirit of love, joy, peace, and happiness. I am the Lord. I am watching very closely over the United States of America. You will see miracles, signs, wonders right before your eyes. People shall be restored in their bodies. They're right here in this sanctuary today. I am healing them. They'll walk away. They won't have to crawl anymore. And they won't need to think, was this God? Because I'm here. My presence is all over you.
Yes.
Walk away today. Tell the world about me.
Yes.
And you will know that I have raised you up for this time and season.
Yes.
And I can say, thus saith the Lord our God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We honor you this morning. Thank you for speaking to us. God, I love the fact that you're not just up in heaven marionetting us, Father. I love the fact that you're speaking right to your people right here in Horseheads, New York. God, thank you that you care about us. Thank you that you have a mission for us and a goal for us. Thank you, God, that we're not wandering or lost, but Lord, with clarity coming from your throne, Jesus, we will see all these things that you just spoke. Lord, come to fruition. Lord, we thank you that this morning that we have the privilege of being in your presence. Hear us, God. We're not going nowhere without you. I love what Moses said. I'm not moving unless God moves first. Lord, we're not going to do anything without the pillar cloud and the pillar fire. Lord, we choose to let you direct and to order our steps. God, our whole reason, even for being here today, is because we love you. Lord, we thank you that you commanded us to be in your presence. Lord, it wasn't an option. And I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's in this room today, that, Lord, has chosen to obey your word. Forsake not the assembling of yourself in the last days. Lord, I thank you, God, that today you're releasing a blessing on everyone that's in this room right now because, Lord, they chose to obey you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God, I thank you that today, Lord, we have the honor and the privilege of being where you are. We love you. God, sometimes it just blows us away and how you move in our life. But Lord, what is it going to actually be when we get to heaven? God, our physical bodies at times just wonder the power of God coming on us. What's it going to be like, Father, when we're in heaven? I just thank you so much that you're giving us a taste of it now, because it's clear we want more. We want more of you, Jesus. We want more of your presence. We want more of your love. We need more. So Lord, today, hear our hearts. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. God, we're hungry. We're not hungry for religion. We're hungry for you. Fill our hearts, Jesus. Fill our hearts, Jesus. Increase our passion, Jesus, for more of you. Jesus. want more, I do want you to just lift your hands to heaven and surrender. And just tell him, I want more of you, Jesus. I want to talk to him. Less of me and more of you. Got to get off the world, man. Just get alone with God. It's that quiet place that makes time suspend itself. See, in His presence, there's fullness of joy. Some of you are struggling with joy. That means you need to nestle into the presence. Some of your minds are everywhere, man. You're waiting for this service to move on, and God is saying, no, you don't understand. It's not about the announcements. It's about my presence. It's not about a religious experience. It's about my glory. Another day down in the books, or a day that you build a monument before your life, saying, this is a day that God shifted me and changed me. Lord, our hearts are simple. They really are. Complex, but for you, simple. Bad enough, you'll give us more. And I don't know what that means to each one of us differently in this room, but I pray in the name of Jesus that our hunger will increase. Oh, that it will be known. Yeah, they have church in that cornfield, but I don't understand. God is with them. I know that. I know that miracles, and I know that people's lives are changed, and I know that transformations within attitudes and personalities, people that were really bad now are doing great things for God. Father, we thank you for taking time with us. We thank you for speaking to us. And we thank you this morning that this is your service, not ours. You know what we need. Anointing in our lives. Bring order to our bodies, order to our thoughts, order to our spirit. And Lord, we'll be healthy people. Not just going to heaven, but healthy people. Jesus, we'll be able to give the answer to anyone who would ask us according to our faith. We give you permission, Holy Spirit, to work out those things that so easily beset us. Holy Spirit, we give you that freedom to come in and to meddle and to point out those things that we've struggled with many years. And we ask that you take it out of us, because we want nothing in these last days to hold us back from everything you want to use us for, to bring your glory to this earth. Our passion, God, is to have you look at us and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Lord, that is what we desire. So whatever you got to do, honestly, whatever you got to do, we lay ourselves on the altar of God as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. We will not be conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we'll know the acceptable will of God. Thank you. Thank you. Tells us to stand here till the end of the service, I'm willing. I mean, honestly, is it really his church or is it really ours? Is our time his time or is it our time? Is it what we want God to do for us or what we're doing for God? He shared with me 2 weeks ago how so many of us have twisted this to where we actually believe God serves us. Now, we don't say that, but we live that. We pray and we expect God to answer us. We sow, we expect God to bless us. We do this, we're expect, and listen, sowing and reaping works. But that's not why we do that. This is about him. Are we serving him or is he serving us? What if God asked you after church to go to this restaurant you've never been to before and to walk over to a table to a group of people you've never met before, and he said, "I want you to tell them about me." How many of you would say, "No problem"? Amen. There's a buddy would absolutely have no problem. But this is what he wants to work in our life, because what happens is most of us would go, I don't know, that's a little weird. But you see, if he can get us to the place where we actually know him and trust him and we'll serve him instead of him serving us, then we're going to take a lot of people to heaven with us. We're not going to just get to heaven. We're going to take people with. And I challenge you. You need these times alone with God. Just you. You need to take time every day and cut it out just for God. How many of you have ever had a doctor's appointment? You had a doctor's appointment for 2 o'clock. You got there at 10 of 2. And you waited till 10 after 3 before you got into the appointment. You got into the appointment, and the doctor said, I'm sorry, I'm just a little behind. But you know what you said? Hey, I made the time. You realize if you don't make the time for God, you're never going to have time for God? That if you don't cut out God and give an appointment, this is my time that I'm spending with him. If you don't do that, you're not going to have the time. It's just not going to happen. Because we're all busy. Make time for God. You need these moments, not in a church service. You need these moments, just you and him. In your car, in your bed, in your shower. You're going to run out of hot water. But you need these times. Because without them, how can you stay full? You need to spend time with Jesus. There's an old song, it says, I miss my time with you. Those moments together. Do you remember when you used to spend time with Jesus? Now you just can't seem to find time. Make it. And you'll get filled back up. Some of you are bored with your walk with God, and there's only one way to be bored, is you're not taking time. Some of you are backslidden. You look where you were last year, even 3 years, and you're not even close to where you were. And you're wondering why. It's this. You're not taking time. You've got to take time with Jesus. It keeps you fresh. Not only that, keeps you anointed. And it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage, not religion. They need you out there. This is tank up day. Anybody ever go to the gas station? How many of you are like my wife and you see below zero on your gas tank? Yes. You make it in and you're saying, shoo. Don't ever say shoo with God. Stay full and you'll always make a difference. Amen. Can you turn to the person next to you and say, good morning, you look just marvelous today. Amen. You may be seated. We're not going to do meet and greet this morning. I still have to preach. We'll just make it back to our chairs real quickly. We're going to move the service along so you can hear the word.
our Next Steps class that's offered here at His Tabernacle. If you want to build an amazing foundation on the Word of God and learn how to lead people with integrity and knowledge, then you want to join Next Steps. At the Horseheads campus, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Wednesday at 9 a.m. are our Next Steps classes. At Horseheads and Ithaca campus, Thursdays at 6 o'clock is when they're taught. I want to see you there. I want to see you get equipped and built up in the Word of God.
God said, you've got to put me first. He said, don't put me on your list. Put me first.
This world needs more than 140 characters on a social media outlet. They need an encounter with God.
God didn't empower you just to fulfill your purpose. He empowered you that you would go beyond.
We must start living in the Spirit and stop living and trying to do God in the flesh in your own ability.
You're still the God that healeth me. You're still the Lord my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord my healer.
All right, worship wasn't to put us to sleep, it was to get us focused. Wasn't worship amazing? Amen. Hey, I have a couple announcements for you real quick. Number one, if you're a guest here today, I want to say welcome. And we love Jesus here. And that's why we're 58 minutes into the service and we're just getting to announcements. And right after church, if you want to know more about us, we'd actually love to welcome and meet you on this side in our guest reception room. Let you know a little bit about us and what's going on and how you can grow in your relationship with Christ and in this family as well. Also, if you're watching live stream, welcome to 59 minutes into a church service. We're about to get into the Word, but go ahead and share this if you're on Facebook. Start a watch party, whatever it is, but we want to get the message out. So the more we can share, the better it is. And even if you're sitting here right now, maybe just go ahead and share the service on your phone. Go ahead, open up Facebook. It's such an amazing tool to reach people for Jesus. Amen? Awesome. I have three announcements. Number one, Easter is right around the corner, right? So, with that being said, we have an amazing production. Last year, how many people got saved? Do we remember? It was so powerful. And this year at this Sunday and following Sundays at 2:30, if you want to be a part of the production, and that's maybe being a main role, or maybe being a host role, or maybe even helping with setup and creating and developing things, we'd love to see you here at 2:30 if you want to help be a part of seeing our community change through the message of Jesus on Easter, right? All right, next, my question is, who is not in a group? Go ahead and tell on yourself if you're not in a group. Awesome. You know what we have? We actually just printed a list of about 170 people who aren't in a group yet. And I want you to know we're going to be calling you because we love you. Because we're His Tabernacle Family Church. And we believe in family, not just being the tabernacle, but being the family of God as well. And I want to encourage you, some of our group leaders are the most amazing, godly, loving people. And what we need in our lives, yeah, seriously, put your hands together because they are. God has blessed this house with amazing people. And I want to encourage you to join a group today. It's so easy to go to church and feel like you get lost in the amount of people. But the best thing you could do after giving your life to Jesus is being a part of the family of God, not just showing up for a family reunion. If you want to know how to do that better, every Sunday at 9:30 a.m., we have Growth Track right over on this side, and it's 4 weeks showing you who we are, how you can grow into this family, or join a group, or just come to Rock Solid Faith or one of the Next Steps classes, and we'd love to get you involved because we don't want to just have a service. We genuinely believe we are the family of God. Amen? Amen? Awesome. If you have your Bible, will you go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 6 for me? And I am going quick. That was like 2 minutes of announcements. Maybe three. We'll talk after Dustin. Matthew chapter 6 verses 19, 20, and 21. I need to be quick. But I really felt this when I was reading it. It says, do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, for where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in. And how a lot of us, and how I've heard this verse a lot, is for where your heart is, that is where your treasure will be also. But you know, we actually have that verse backwards. The Bible actually says in verse 21, it says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." What's so cool is where we place our treasure is where our heart goes. It's not where our heart goes, our treasure follows. It's actually backwards. So we can determine where our heart is based on where we put our time and our money. You're some of the smartest people for being a part of the family of God and being here on Sunday morning. Amen? But I want to encourage you to put your full treasure into the kingdom of heaven, not just half of our treasure. I love God because what did he say by sending his son? He literally sent his greatest treasure, his son, for us, showing that we're his treasure. I mean, God's my treasure, and I want to challenge you today to make God your treasure. Not just with your time, but also with your finances. And here we believe in tithing and sowing and reaping, that we'll be blessed. We'll be the head and not the tail, that our finances will overflow, because when we place our treasure into the house of God, our heart will follow. Not when our heart is there, our treasure follows. So today, maybe you're saying, no, I don't really feel like that's my treasure. Maybe that's not our heart today, but I know it should be. And if we know it should be our heart, if we know it should be our treasure, then I want to challenge you to start placing your treasure in the house of God, and your heart will follow according to the word of God. Amen? Amen? Awesome. Today, I want to encourage you, right on your chairs, we have a giving envelope, or you can do text to give. You can go right online if you're watching live stream and make a determination that today my treasure is going to be in the house of God and my heart will follow. It won't be Netflix. It won't be my Wi-Fi. It won't be my car. My treasure won't even be my house, but it's going to be the house of God first. Amen? Awesome. You can stand to your feet if you have your tithe and your offering prepared today. And again, as always, I'm really not good at being on the spot and remembering Deuteronomy chapter 28. So I'm going to have Pastor Rhonda do it, because I always mess it up and I look stupid. So here we go.
I'm blessed going in. Oh, we have to start over, because it actually says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in. And I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. And I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up, because I'm a child of God. To the Lord this morning.
Hallelujah. How many of you have breath this morning? Can you give God a shout today? Hallelujah. This is the year of... Come on, I can't hear you. I said, this is the year of... Next level. Turn to someone and say, I'm not waiting. I'm going to the next level. We know that without question, we preached a few weeks ago that your faith is a key to your next level. And now the enemy is striving to steal your faith. I've learned this. You ready? The devil's not after your money. The devil's not after your family. The devil's not after your job. The devil's not after your house. The devil's not after your health. The devil is after your faith. Because if the enemy can get your faith, he has all of the rest. So there's a need to make sure that our faith is not stolen. And fear is the opposite of faith. Faith builds trust in God. Fear deteriorates it. Fear is your enemy. Turn to someone and say, fear is my enemy. Amen. We showed a few weeks ago, just before our brother was here, Brother Shelton. How many of you enjoyed Brother Shelton? Wasn't that good? Hope you all signed that. That was good.